Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and talking about the distinctive roles of men and women, husbands and wives. And we're saying today that the duty of every man is to honor Christ as his authority by recognizing his distinction as a man and humbly accepting his role as a delegated authority. Listen to what the text says. For a man ought not to dishonor his head, since he is the image and glory of God. Now, in verses 7 through 9, Paul sees a distinction between the sexes, which gives legitimacy to man being the head over a woman, particularly a husband over a wife. The first distinction is that man or male was created first and is the image and glory of God. So in what way is man the image of God that is distinct from a woman? Because we all know that women are image bearers as well. But in this passage, it says that man is the image and glory of God, and that woman is the glory of man. So in what way is man the image of God that woman is not? Man is the image of God in that the man has been given a particular responsibility. Man glorifies and honors God when he fulfills this role in a biblical way. Adam was created to glorify and honor God by fulfilling the purpose that God gave to him, which was to exercise the authority God gave him in tending and cultivating the garden and to spread God's glory over all the earth. So men, how are you doing at humbly fulfilling your role? Remember, your role as head is a delegated role. You didn't earn it. You didn't win it. It's simply part of the creative design, and yet you are responsible for filling your role under the lordship of Christ. What exactly does fulfilling the role entail? Well, your role as a man includes filling the earth with other image bearers who glorify God. Your role includes making disciples that love Christ. Your role is cultivating all that is in the earth in such a way that puts on display the incredible majesty of God. Your garden to cultivate is a wife and daughters and sons and a church family. That's your responsibility. But guess what? You can't do that by yourself. You need help. And God has given help in giving women. So men, it's time to rise up. It's time to step out on the front porch of your life and take a look at the horizon and see the wasteland that has become our culture. To see the rising tide of other males in the church and outside the church who have abdicated their role as men, who have abused their role as men. They have left women unprotected, uncared for, and undiscipled. So look out on the horizon and weep for what you see. Peer into this anemic landscape and say, not with me. As for me and my house, as for me and my church, we will serve the Lord. I humbly accept my responsibility to lead my family in the ways of the faith, in the ways of ordering the relationships within my family, in the ways of training my children, in the ways of discipling other men. This is your call, men. This is your duty. When you pray today, please remember Angel de Jesus and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Puerto Rico. And also remember the Khmer LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Cambodia.